This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Soon, we expect to hear from CDC experts who are meeting today on who should get COVID boosters and when. Yesterday, the FDA gave its approval to Moderna and Johnson & Johnson boosters for those who are eligible. The AP's Ben Thomas.
It's not the final word. The CDC has that. But the Food and Drug Administration has signed off on extending boosters to Americans who got the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Specifically, the FDA authorized a third Moderna shot for seniors and others at high risk 6 months after their last shot. One big change, Moderna's booster will be half the dose of the first two shots. For J&J's single shot, the FDA says all recipients should get a second dose at least 2 months after their initial vaccination. The FDA also says anyone eligible for a shot can get a different brand of vaccine from the one they started with.
FBI forensic teams are examining what appear to be human remains found in a Florida wilderness area, along with items that belong to Brian Laundrie, a person of interest in the killing of his girlfriend, Gabby Petito. The AP's Jennifer King.
FBI Tampa Special Agent in Charge Michael McPherson spoke to reporters in Northport, Florida.
Investigators found what appears to be human remains, along with personal items, such as a backpack and notebook belonging to Brian Laundrie.
News reports showed numerous law enforcement vehicles arriving in a tent set up inside the woods.
These items were found in an area that up until recently have been underwater.
I'm Jennifer King.
Former President Trump is launching his own social media app, Truth Social, he's calling it, part of a new media company he's starting. He's been barred from Twitter and Facebook. An officer accidentally fired his handgun while making arrests in suburban Chicago, wounding two other officers. They are expected to recover. This is AP News. Now to South Korea and its new space rocket. The AP's Karen Shamas.
South Korea has carried out a test launch on its first domestically made space rocket. Live footage showed the 154-foot rocket launch into the air with bright yellow flames shooting out of its engines as it blasted off from Naro Space Center. Whilst the rocket got to the altitude it aimed for, it didn't manage to deliver a dummy payload into orbit as planned. South Korean President Moon Jae-in still described the test as an excellent accomplishment that takes the country a step further in its pursuit of a space launch program. I'm Karen Chamas.
Power got knocked out to 250,000 homes in France due to powerful winds there this morning. Trains between Paris and the Normandy region stopped running because of the wind, which also blew through the Netherlands and Belgium. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.